Thanks so much for joining us as we continue during the time of Lent, the 40-plus days of Lent. A reminder, Lent is not just a season where we give up a couple things, but it's a reminder that all of our life should be surrendered to the Lord. John chapter 6, verse 40, that's our passage today. "For this is the will of my Father," Jesus said, "that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." All right, in today's passage, Jesus gives us three spiritual truths. Let's consider these one at a time. First of all, he says, whoever looks to the Son. So religion points people to many things, but the Heavenly Father wills that everyone looks to one person, Jesus Christ. Religion says a lot of ways. God says, here's my Son. Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only way to have eternal life. Secondly, this passage says, believe in him. Whoever looks on the Son and believes in him. Faith in Jesus is the only way to eternal life. Now, many people get stuck on this idea of faith, but you don't have to. God has so structured our life that living without faith is impossible. Think about it. Have you ever shopped at a grocery store? You really know who packaged that food and what's in the can or the bag? Have you ever eaten at a restaurant? Do you place your faith in a cook you have never met? Have you ever flown in a plane? You place your faith in a pilot. Have you ever driven a car? You place your faith in the other drivers to obey the road rules. You see, faith is not something mysterious. Faith is what we do every day. We trust in things. We trust in other people. God is telling us, place your faith in Jesus. Trust in Jesus as the one who paid the penalty for your sins, the only way to have eternal life. And then this passage says, look to the Son, believe in him, and you shall have eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. Physical death cannot destroy the life that God provides. And when we die, our spirits go to heaven, absent from the body, present with the Lord. When Christ returns, our new bodies will be raised up to join our spirits and live in heaven forever. So, questions. Have you looked to Jesus alone? Have you believed in him as the one who paid the penalty for your sin on the cross? Do you know with certainty that you have eternal life? If you want to trust Jesus today, here's a guiding prayer. Make this prayer your own. Trust in Jesus during this season of Lent. Lord Jesus, I've been looking at many things to satisfy the emptiness in my soul. Today, I look to you alone as the only one who can satisfy that void in my heart. The only one who died on the cross for my sins. I place my faith in you as the only one who can put me into a relationship with the Heavenly Father. I trust in you alone as the only way to have eternal life. I'm sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. And I want to ask that you forgive me my sins. I want to start a new life with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.